But let me just address this notion of let's stop being mean. Let's stop being sore winners. Let me just address this. We aren't talking about somebody who we just disagreed with politically, not winning. Oh, they're a great person. We just, you know, we have disagreements, and I'm glad that they didn't win, but only because of policy stuff, you know, but I wish them well. We're not talking about that. We are talking about an ideology in this country that wants to make you a criminal on Wednesday morning when you are a law-abiding citizen on Tuesday night when you went to bed. We are talking about people who took insurance and medical care away from my two little girls and my wife. We are talking about people that have been robbing you from your paychecks and your taxes, from your business, your jobs. They've been robbing you for decades. We are talking about an individual who thought it was a game, according to the documents that we have, that four Americans were murdered in Benghazi and decided not to come to their aid and didn't want to protect them to begin with when they said so. We are talking about an individual who is currently continuing to break the law multiple times in multiple facets of our legal system. We are talking about an individual who is putting us on a war footing with Russia for absolutely no reason whatsoever, who would have sent your children off to war to die, or many of you off to war to die, or to kill, and the trauma that comes with killing other individuals and putting yourself in harm's way. We are talking about an individual who wanted to take away your choice of how your children are educated. We are talking about an individual who told you, you people of faith, you need to change your religious views because they don't suit her well enough. We are talking about an individual who wants to take away all of your rights in your Bill of Rights. She wants to take away your firearm. She can sit there and lie about it all she wants, but we already know that she has a public and a private opinion on everything. We are talking about an individual who has said horrendously awful racist things, actual racist things, not things that the triggered social justice millennial nincompoops believe is racist, actual racist things. We are talking about an individual who has been scaring the bejesus out of her ally, Israel, that if she were to become president, Israel was going to be standing on its own. We're talking about an individual who talked about rigging foreign elections to get the results that the American people wanted. We're talking about an individual who had a highly illegal uranium deal, whose husband is a sexual predator, and she continues to defend him while attacking his victims. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about a horrendously awful person. A person who has fueled her campaign on hate. Hillary Clinton was out there telling you not to vote for hate and divisiveness. You did. You voted for the campaign that included minorities and the LGBTQ community and everybody. Democrats, Bernie Sanders supporters, Hillary supporters, Republicans, conservatives, Tea Partiers, independents. He welcomed everybody. Didn't shut anybody out. The only people he shut out were criminals and terrorists. Who cares about them? Nobody's going to be nice to him. Nobody's going to be nice to all of you who supported him. Nobody is going to play this game nice and try and heal. And every time it has been attempted in the past, it has been for naught. There is an article in The Hill that I just retweeted. The fight against Trump is only just beginning. That is what they're writing out there in the media. You're fighting against an entire ideology that was calling you racist, sexist, Islamophobic, bigoted, murderers, violent, deplorables, everything else that you want to think of to describe you in a negative connotation. They have hurled at you. They have hurled it at me. They have hurled it at my wife. They have hurled it at my daughters. They have hurled it at my producer, and they have hurled it at all of you and all of your loved ones. That is who they are. I will not be nice to them. I will not sit here after the election and say, all right, let's all come together. I don't want to come together with them. I want them defeated, and they need to learn a lesson. If they're going to make themselves relevant again, and if we're going to heal as a nation, people have got to start learning that you're going to start looking things up, researching things, and guess what? You're not going to nominate a criminal who calls the surviving relatives of people who are murdered in service of this country liars on national television. Don't tell me to be nice. Screw them. To quote Andrew Breitbart, war. The war has not ended. This is a battle in the war. The war is for ideology. The war is for the culture of the country. You have a choice to make. It's not just this election. It's the midterm election. It's all of the stuff that happens in between. It's all of the social media. You are the oppressed. You're being oppressed by the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and you are being oppressed by the media, social media, and everybody around you. They want to criminalize normal behavior, and they want to take your wealth and call you names while doing it. I am not interested in playing nice. I'm not interested in being their friend. I'm not interested in this false, insecure, obsolete, fake notion that we can come together as a nation simply because we had an election result. I am thrilled beyond measure that we still have a peaceful transition of power. And there is always going to be a war of ideas. And there is nothing wrong with a war of ideas and a healthy debate on things. But that is not what this nation's political system is about right now. And guess what? We didn't start it. They did. We're now responding, and everybody is butthurt and pinched out of shape that we're actually fighting back. And we finally have a president-elect, who will fight back. And he showed everybody that it is okay for you to fight back. It is okay for you to defend yourself against false allegations of hate, bigotry, and violence. It is okay. He's showing you the way, ladies and gentlemen. Don't back away from that. There's nothing wrong with self-defense. There's nothing wrong with self-preservation. And there is absolutely nothing wrong for fighting for the spirit of this country as it was established. Nothing wrong with it. Don't you dare be ashamed. Have your civil debates with your friends. There's nothing wrong with that. I am not talking about that. I am talking about all of the people who have now officially declared war has just begun against Donald Trump without ever giving him an opportunity to do what he has promised to do. Without giving you an opportunity. Text messages coming in here. People going, I voted for Trump for the first time. Still am afraid to show my support for him because of violence. Screw them. War. War.